And you are listening to KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. This is Felicia with Kauai Soapbox, and Marshall's in the studio with me helping. I have a great show today. We got a lot of topics, and I have my good friend Kamu Hepa in here.
Aloha.
Aloha. And so we're going to have a lot of discussion. We are going to really talk about land use and, you know, the freedom to be on it and, you know, the whole range of things. So a big part of our focus will be Wailua Nui Aho Anu, the Cocoa Palms area. And Kamu is one of the people who has title through the royal patent on it. And so we're going to speak about that. And we will be touching on also what's happening at Kalalau, some of our law elements criminalizing practitioners and the houselessness. There is bills out right now of being able to criminalize people for that. We'll be looking at a lot of different topics. We're also expecting some of the people from the Mahal family in here. And right now, I want to thank all of our donors. We definitely made our goal. We've got well beyond our goal, 73,540. We love and appreciate you all for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And Kauai Soapbox is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the Kauai Store, Betty Jean Nantivio, and a number of others, but this is who we're going to hear from first. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
The Kauai Store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kostilas. The store has authentic Kauai products including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai Store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
Betty Jean Nativio, artist for hire, teaching both art and cooking, including the School of Chocolate Art for all ages and abilities. Multi-art mediums, including reverse glass painting, available for events, signage, custom gifts, and more. More information at bettyjeannativio.com or 808-652-3781.
Keala nu ukia a KKCR. O KKCR ka hui leki o ku o ko ano kawai. He hui leki o kaiaulu, e pai pai ia e ka lehu lehu a e ho'o leleana me ka ho'o laha ole. Nā pahu hopu a KKCR. Helu e kahi. E ho'o ulu I ka hoe, e a o aku, a e ho'o hau oli ho'i I nā hoa ho'o lohe. Helu e lua. E mālama, e ho'o mau, a e ho'o lau le apu I nā mea a me kanohona Hawaii. Helu e kolu. Ho ike I ka nani a kea I kō kāko kaiaulu a me ke kaiaulu kū waho. He kahua o KKCR no nā leo a me nā mele laha loa pū no me ka laha ole. O ke ke kahu foundation, ka mea e ho o holo ai I a mau papahana leki o.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Kamu, you ken o lelo ya?
Ai.
Aye, so you want to tell them what, did you listen to what you just heard? Otherwise, I'm going to tell them a little bit.
It's your radio show. I'll let you tell them.
Okay, that was our mission statement. And so, you know, I think it's really important for me to start off with that because Kauai is an independent, nonprofit, non-commercial, listener-supported radio station. So we are doing this to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, but we're also very at our core about preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture, and then we reflect the diversity of the local and the world community. So this is governed by the Kekahu Foundation, and so we very much have an eye on perpetuating Hawaii. That's a big part of what we do, along with bringing in all kinds of good music and everything else. And so in this show today, we're going to definitely be on purpose with that. But before we get started, I want to speak to my dear and beloved neighbor and friend, Juliana Patch. She's 10 years old. Juliana, are you listening to me? I know you're over there at Kapi'olani Hospital, and I just want to tell you that we love you so much, and we're looking forward to your getting healed. And I know you have a song for us, but I have just a little piece of a song for you. And you're going to get better. I know you're fighting a lot. And I'm glad you're at Kapi'olani, because they know how to handle what you have. Juliana, Jules, a lot of us call you Jules, that's your nickname. You know, the whole community is standing by you, holding you up in prayer. And, you know, I think you probably know, we know how hard it is. You're going to maybe be in there for a couple of months. And I'm just so happy to see that this GoFundMe that's out there, you know, that's called Kauai Angel Jumping for Jules, because that's all about you. That is the community making sure that your papa can stay out there with you. Lots of people have jumped in and donated, and we're all making sure that you're fine and safe. And the whole community is standing around you in a circle, and we are lifting you in prayer, and we are asking that your heart and your kidneys especially, but all your organs, get returned to full strength. And we just want you to know how deeply you are loved. And for the people who don't know you, this young woman is such an old soul. She's been through a lot, and she is always graceful at lifting up everybody else. And so she said that she had a song for us, and she wanted to play us a song, kind of comforting us, those who love her, and, you know, helping us to feel okay about what's going on. And so this one is called Counting Stars by One Republic. And so thank you, Jules.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line, and my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
And Juliana, we love you. We love you very much. So, Kamu, welcome.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha. So, you want to tell us what's going on, or you know what's up with you? You're from Wailua Nui Ahu Anu. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna have you pull the mic closer to you. I know you know about that because you're a singer, right?
I doodle a little.
You doodle a little. So, great. So, I was out there last Friday at what people know as the Cocoa Palms area.
Mm-hmm.
And
you like the music?
Pardon me?
You like the music?
The music that was out there?
Or the ohana that was out there?
I liked it all.
All. Yeah,
you know
me
what?
Too.
It was really wonderful. And that was not the first day I was out there. I've been out there 3 or 4 times. Mm. One of my kuleana in having this show, and I see important issues going on, I go out and I look and I learn. Right? And the Wainiha men and women, but the men I have known since they were children. And so, because they're North Shore. I haven't known you since you were a child, but, you know, I go out and I look and see what it is and, you know, what I want to get behind or what I want to be able to speak about, and I don't necessarily have to get behind something. But, I want to be, and some of this is going to be going on Facebook Live because I know how big of an audience there is, like, we've been seeing like thousands of people looking at watching what's going on with you guys because it's really bigger than the issue, the direct issue. But I want to bring what that is. You guys and a number of people are living on the land there. It's 14 acres, more than 14 acres, 14.8 acres behind the buildings that were Cocoa Palms.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw in the newspaper was that it said state land. I thought, state land? I don't think there's state land. So I looked it up. And I actually, anytime I do a show, I try and make sure that I'm dealing with facts and not, you know, rumors. I do my best. And so I looked up the tax map key and things like that. And I was pretty shocked, actually, to see that, in fact, it is state land. And I got the lease, and I see it's a 64-year lease of state land, and they got a pretty good deal there. That's 14.8 acres, and it's I looked, and it's, you know, $6,080 a year. That's a pretty light rental amount, and and then what I saw that was really interesting to me, too, I go to this Q Public. That's where you can look up the tax map keys on things. And so, yeah, I see that you have that, too. You're looking. Okay, so I'm going to want you to speak about this. But what I do want to be validating, because not everybody who listens to this show has a focus on Hawaiian issues. I see that the total market value that this tax base is on is $5,900 for 14.834 acres. So I'm like, wow, really? You know, why not lease it to a Hawaiian community instead of a resort community? And I know that there is definitely key things about it. But do you want to give the listener some context?
For all the paperwork that we have that is all legit, we have the a map that is also been, the map that we have has been it's been stamped March 11th, 2016 by the land surveyor of the state of Hawaii. So all the stuff that we have are the correct paperwork, I should say, as in the royal patent. The royal patent, to have a royal patent, not just anyone can have a royal patent. The families with the royal patent is the heirs to the throne. They are the family, the royal bloodline descendant families. I am a direct descendant of Queen Deborah Kapule, Her Majesty, and the Majesty King Komuli'i. Their son, Simeona Ka'iwa Kapule, is my great-great-grandfather, my great-grandmother's father, which his father is a son of the king and queen. Our last Majesty, Queen and King. My other half of my cousin, he's a very akamai young man, and you know, everything's been stamped in the land court.
Is that Noah?
Yes, and it's in the land court paper deeds right here. As you can see it on my phone, it's been stamped by and approved by the land courts in, let me read it to you, it was August 2nd, 2016 at 10:45 a.m. So basically, now I'm just going to cut history and some stories right here a little bit shorter for you guys. People talk about, you know, I read a lot of stuff in comments too. There's so many good aloha out there and people with their comments, and there's some that is, I should say, not educated as well. For the ones that is not educated, they speak about tax, land tax. The land tax is from my family and is before the great Mahele, so there's no land tax in my family. That's what it is. There's no land tax, and especially not just for my family, but for our people of the whole pine of Hawaii. These lands, Hawaiian homelands. What is Hawaiian homelands? Hawaiian homeland is the whole island to me. That's for our people to perpetuate in our roots, in our culture, to not forget who we are, where we come from, to be very proud and to stand. Many legacies, legends left legacies. Like Pekelo, you know, amazing slacky guitarist, and one of the songs he sang was "My Hawaiʻine."
Is that, you know, Pahunui?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and he used to play with Siro Pahinui, them, and all the great musicians out there. But one of his songs that really captured my heart was the verse. He goes, you know, "My Hawaiʻine is your Hawaiʻine. The future of this land is in our hands," right? Mm-hmm. And he repeats it, "My Hawaiʻine is your Hawaiʻine. The gift of our land is our children." So what it touched my heart that day when we got harassed by the KPD of Kauai, that everyone came in Laulima and Kokua, stood next, side by side with all of us in the Ohana. And to me, everyone that came is my family, and they are all Ohana. Some of not Hawaiian koko blood, but I don't look at that. I look at what's in their heart, and their heart shines so Hawaii. And that makes me appreciate so much and love and respect so highly. I'd like to thank each and every one of them out there that I know are listening in. I'd like to thank them personally, and so mahalo once again. I know I told you guys thank you so much already, but there's not enough thank yous that I can give that, you know, I appreciate so much. And our ohana appreciate it a lot. For what we've seen building the ahu, just like Pekelo again, you know, the gift of our land is our children, and their children's. You know, all of us will die one day. We get old and we grow old and we die. That's life. That's a circle of life to accept. But the funny thing about it, that these children grabbed a rock, pohaku, to place on top the ahu, to rebuild our ahu. And for that day doing, I mean, all of us would die in history, but that ahu would still stand, and it would age longer than I can ever live, or any of us.
Chicken skin, Charlie.
You know, my tutu said, you know, in life, you either two things. It's either you give the command, and if you can't command, you have no choice to obey. Meaning, you're a leader or a follower. Now, it takes two things in that. You can lead in the right way, or you can lead in corruption. Same thing with following. You can follow the right, or you can follow the wrong. The choice is in our hand.
So, just so people know what is happening, how many people are living... it's in the land, the 14 acres that are kind of more wilder state lands. What I remember when it was open, I don't know if you're old enough to remember when it was open.
Cocoa Palms, I used to do the hula. I was a little boy doing the hula right after the torch lighting ceremony.
Oh, okay. So you remember that there was like monkeys back there?
Oh, I remember the monkeys, yes.
They had monkeys in cages. There was like a tennis court, a racquetball court. I guess like... underneath those places, they had removed bones. It was a graveyard. Like,
a lot of bones. There's people, you know, I'm so gratefully lucky in Mahalo Akua that these Kupuna elders that is still alive today, they pinpoint to me where all the bones are. There is thousands of Eevee there. I mean, these guys are digging up babies. You know, what's his name? Tyler Green, them and his company is digging up Eevee, our Kupuna bones that the recent one was baby, fragments of a baby.
So this is
their skulls.
Recent?
Yes, and they try to block it off, say no, and we got videos of stealing our pohakus, our rocks in there, and those rocks that was set in there was landmines of where the Eevee and bones are. So the companies that is doing all of that and working all of that should know that that's under violation.
So that is www.greenwaters.com, and that's green with an E at the end, G-R-E-E-N-E, if people were wanting to see that. I've met him. I've gone to a number of the Planning Commission meetings that are involving this piece of property, some because I want to hear about that, and sometimes I'm just there by accident. And so that property has been essentially a distressed property since Hurricane Iniki in 1992. And so there's something called entitlements, and that has had a resort entitlement on that property, and it almost got extinguished a few times.
Well, Felicia, how long the hotel has been closed down?
Well, 92 to present, that would be, 26 years? 25 years?
25 years.
25 years?
Okay, in 25 years. Hold on.
Yeah, in 25 years, they haven't been there.
So what me and my family done is to go back since that lands are in our names. We belong there. We own the land. I want to know, my question is, how is this corporate companies out there thinking they can come to Hawaii to just look at a property and buy it when it's already someone else's property? That belongs, but yet not just someone. This is a royal patent. The royal patent oversees governments. Now, who is these companies? They're not a government. There's no honor. To me, this is theft, identity theft, theft by identity. They have no proper work. Every time DNR or the KPD will come up to us, we always have the proper paperwork to show everything, and not once we ever seen a proper paperwork from Tyler Green.
Well, I saw that the day that I went out there. I went out there Friday because I saw the kahea out that y'all were going to get evicted. Mm-hmm. And that on Thursday they had sent information out. The officers had come out and basically gave you 24 hours notice, correct?
Correct. And that's for trespassing. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is that I already got served twice with trespassing on the same thing. That's called double jeopardy.
Well, are you going to... you have court tomorrow, correct?
Correct.
What time is your court appearance? Is it
8 o'clock?
I think
8
in the morning in Lihue.
Yes.
So what are you in there for? Is that for a civil court or for criminal court? Is it the trespass charge or is it the...
Trespassing and that I have proven the fact of no jurisdiction. They can't prove the fact of jurisdiction for a kanaka or proof of annexation.
So those are two different things. One is civil. The proof, is that going to come up? Are you going to have a civil thing tomorrow?
To me, let's see what tomorrow brings, because I just take it day at a time.
Do you know if you're in criminal court or if you're in civil court tomorrow?
It's a civil matter.
But is it a criminal court tomorrow?
Well, let's see what they have to show me tomorrow, because you know the courts here are so messed.
How can it be criminal when he did nothing criminal?
Exactly.
How can he trespass on his own land?
This is Seth Yamamoto speaking in. And so, well, what happens, there are different types of court. There is civil court, which is like...
I don't care what kind of court it is. The thing is this, right? How the hell can you trespass on your own land? That doesn't make any sense to me. That's another dumb rule.
Right. It is. It's a problem.
Well, let me give some information right here, okay? And I'm going to read this statement right here. This is from the Black Books. And, this is the law, kingdom laws. And I'm going to state this. Mohai stated that the royal patents are an original source of title. Are for the sumptuous of the Hawaiian people. There is no adversity of royal patent RP or land commission award LCA, nor is quiet titles or quit claims to pair up against the royal patent lands or any comparance. Now, let me just read another thing right here. Now, this comes from a judge. Now, this judge, Maui Circuit Court judge, takes judicial notice that the Hawaiian Kingdom still exists and the state lacks a subject of matter of jurisdiction. So, the thing about this nowadays is that people is waking up, and I shouldn't just even say waking up. From day one, our great-great-grandmothers was beaten in school. If they didn't pledge allegiance to a flag, they would get punished. They would get... The teachers would go to the Hawaiian homes, the families, and bribe their parents, hey, quit speaking Hawaiian to your children. I'm going to promise them a better future. I know. There's so many stuff that's been... things that's... illegal in the whole history of Hawaii. And the history of Hawaii, it spread around the whole world. Like, I'm amazed when I went to Japan. I got the privilege to go up to Tokyo, Japan, and share a culture up there in dance and art and music. And it was amazing, because in Japan, just in Tokyo alone, there's so many hula groups. Felicia, it blew my mind. Like, in every hula group, I couldn't even count how much groups just in Tokyo alone. And others, their musicians, they had each of them, each group had a steel guitar player.
Right, right.
Now,
the
love and passion of Hawaii, this is just our culture. Now, the other side of our culture, I know the world knows and they see. And I've been reading things and listening, and there's people speaking out there from different parts of this world. And standing, and this is 126 years of lies over.
It's profound, the challenges that are there.
Well, I got the privilege to with these wonderful Hawaiian brothers from Big Island. They came down to Kauai to Casey's, our college over here on Kauai. Our community college, they took down the American flag, folded properly with the paper on top of it.
Yeah, that was KO guys.
Right, and now as you see everywhere, including our own courtroom, they hang each flag side by side or equal instead of one on the other. There's one spot I like to particularly base out that I passed every single day for the past 8 years or so, that the Wailua McDonald's been reopened from their... remodeling, and it's that is illegal, and an illegal act right there on McDonald's. They just hang the American flag and no other flag, and that's been happening for years. Now, what I'm getting at with that is that we get bothered on our own land for that we own,
right?
Illegally, and hassled and harassed daily by KPD and all that. That they doing all illegal jobs and worked, so I'm sure that they'll be fired for all that crimes they do. So no one harasses McDonald's for that illegal act that is raised so proudly high. I mean, the law is if they don't have another flagpole that is equal height, no flag should be raised but just ours if they're going to keep one. So there's a lot of things that is illegal on the islands that is happening right now. You know, people are getting kicked out of their homes, their land that they work so hard for. Not them only, but you got to think about their ancestors that worked plantation days for just pennies.
And there is an awakening that's happening everywhere. And you're listening to KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. This is Felicia and Marshall. And we're so happy to have you in here, Kamuhepa, talking about what is happening in Wailua. And right now we're going to hear about the King's Celebration that's going to come up.
Ma'alie Foundation and the County of Kauai present the King's Celebration and Parade 2017. Ho'okahi ka'i lau likeana, wield the paddles together, honoring Kauai's ocean voyagers. Saturday, June 10th at 9 a.m., the fabulous floral parade starts from Vidina Stadium. Ho'olaula'a at the historic county building. Full pa'u units, floats, both walking and riding units. Crafts, food, Hawaiian cultural demonstrations, and entertainment, including halau. The King's Celebration and Parade 2017 in downtown Lihue, Saturday, June 10th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. More information at 635-7205.
And that sounds wonderful. And KKCR is always happy to support these different opportunities and what's going on. So, Seth Yamamoto, are you related to Wendell Yamamoto, also known as Hawaiian?
No.
Okay. He's a friend of mine. So these guys are going to sing a song real quick. Kamu, you want to tell us what song that you're playing?
We're trying to figure that out right now.
Because these guys, one of the things...
Can you play on this?
I don't know if you saw this, Kamu, but we had... I had like 8,200... views. I just put a little piece of what you guys were playing, like when you all were waiting for the police to come because you guys had been put on eviction. What I'm observing in there is something similar to what I saw at Mauna Kea, and that is a spiritual healing and an emotional healing of so many people who are living on the property. There are people, not yourselves, but people in there who have had a lot of hardship in their life, and part of it as a person watching the culture, I feel like, is an outcome a lot of times of cultural demoralization. There is hard to not be watching and seeing what is going down. And I just see it's like a place of therapy, of healing.
Yeah.
There's farming. Yeah. There is cultural games. And it is not an act. It is so sincere.
It's beautiful, our life down there. You know, we perpetuate in our culture so much and so heavy. Hawaiian language classes. Yeah. We all olelo Hawaii down there.
Yep.
They're cooperating. Lo'i fields. We got sweet potato. We got
playing traditional games.
Hawaiian
stuff.
Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything to do with our lifestyle of living.
And the ahu, the ceremony for the ahu was really beautiful, and it was nice the amount of time taken to honor each individual. And I want to also acknowledge how much love and respect that you're been directing towards the women in the community there, and really putting the women first and doing a lot of beautiful things. So
it's just the way we was raised. You know, growing up as a young kid, I remember, you know, every time like a dinner or a family party, and you know, all the great food on the table, lau lau, lomi salmon, all the great stuff. It's custom of our people, actually not just of our people, but of all Polynesia, that all the Polynesians has this one big thing of all of that our kupuna taught us, is that the elders go first to eat, the women and the children. Then after that line is finished, then us young, healthy men, we go up there and make our food. You know, it's tradition. You know, we malama, we take care. You know, it's appreciation for our kupuna, for the mothers of our keikis, our children, our future. And for our future, the cake is to be nourished, too.
And to the credit of the police, they didn't come. And
we'd like to thank them for that aloha.
Yeah.
And that we know deepest aloha and mahalo nui to KPD of keeping that aloha spirit alive.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out, too. One of my best friends in the world is Bryson Ponce, my next-door neighbor from when I was, like, 14 or 15 years old. And he was one of my best friends, one of the greatest human beings the world has ever known.
And is he a police officer?
I believe he's one of the high ranking ones. No.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the high, you know, he's not a patrol, not a sergeant, not a captain, but higher than that.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
So he's super intelligent and super sweet. And that's why he gonna always prosper in everything he does. And that's why I love, this is actually my classmate. And one of my best friends from when we were kids, you know?
Yeah, and
so it's so nice to see him become this man that is bringing about this change, this revolution.
And what I saw there was that Noah and Uncle Liko and went down to the mayor, the county attorney, and the police department, and the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And again, showed all your Pala Pala, showed...
Well, what they did, they showed education, I should say. They taught education to people of proof of compliance that there is...
There's a paper trail behind your claims.
So, yes. So all these people that is involved, you know, I have nothing personally against any of these departments or people, because I know that they're all people. But I just like to... still give out each and every one of them on the opposite side my deepest aloha, and I still pray for you guys today, and I pray that you guys and you guys' families are healthy and nourished well, and you guys have a beautiful day, and you know what I mean. I still pray and pule for you guys too.
Yeah.
You know, no hard feelings. I mean, I guess that people need to be educated if it takes whatever it takes for education.
And they're in a difficult position because that's their job, but but so what happened was everybody just sat and waited for the arrest. There wasn't a resistance, and it was song. It was beautiful song. So I'm glad that you guys came, and let's hear one.
Oh, sure. Can you guys hear me?
Hopefully we stay tuned enough.
Are you tuned?
Close enough.
Check one, check two.
For the Hawaiians, huh? Yeah. Everything we do is for the Hawaiians. In our blood and in our spirit.
This song I'd like to dedicate to everyone out there that's listening, or something like this.
Have another one loaded in you?
I think we can do something.
Oh, that kind of, okay, you know, that's how I do
it. Spice it up a little bit.
Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes everything is Hawaiian once they play it.
Well, this goes out to to all those special someone and a particular special someone that's listening. It goes like this.
Performer, right? A musician?
Musician, dancer. I'm an entertainer.
You're an entertainer.
He's the mother of all. You're not mother, the father of all entertainers.
You know, entertaining.
What kind of dancing?
I do all Polynesian dancing. Maori haka, hula, Tahitian, Samoan, slap dance, fire dance. I mean,
kids,
the whole works. Since I was a kid, I started dancing since I was 5 years old, and I'm 34.
So if people want to see you, where would they see you?
Come to Kauai.
Like everywhere?
He's everywhere, and everywhere. Everybody knows him.
Everywhere.
But do you play a regular show?
I mostly dance like almost every night. My uncle, I like to give a nice shout out to him. Him and his family, the Punua Ohana.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wallace Punua, he's my kumuhula. He's, how can I say this? Man, that family is so awesome and deeply into the roots of our culture in dancing old kahiko into the modern days nowadays, awana. This family supports me like I'm one of their own sons. Mm-hmm. And I really, really appreciate everything Auntie Shana Punua as Uncle Wallace's wife and Wallace Punua does for our family. The group, man, it's a wonderful family. It's hard to even explain. It sounds so beautiful.
I know, they keep me on my toes,
you know. It's like, you know, Kamwela, hey, every night we got a show every night. Man. But in the day, I'm taking care of another job, which is to make sure that the land fills everyone's belly up. I mean, the aina, all the taro that we're gonna start pulling, you know, we're gonna have a big. My plan is a big. I call it a big aloha ho'olaulea, where we'll be giving out poi and demonstration and teaching the community how to make poi, giving families and feeding people taro and poi.
And fish, guys. I bring the fish.
Fish and poi.
I bring the fish.
Yeah, so it's like a learning center there, too. Right, and that's right. Like, you know, when I look at what the Coco Palms had wanted, they wanted to put a Hawaiian cultural center, and I think we'll just have a real one.
Well, what about the Coco Palms area is that right behind that hotel, you know that ponds?
Mm-hmm.
They're real, exactly historical fish ponds.
Right.
Oh.
I'm going to give everyone in Kauai the opportunity and privilege to hear the story, the mo'olelo behind these fish ponds.
Okay. And before you do that, a couple little things.
Sure.
One is, for people who are listening, tomorrow when you go to court, I'm going to be there, but Kai'ulani on her Songs of Sovereignty, we're going to be reporting live from there through me and her. It's going to be coming on, so when people are listening tomorrow morning, they could get a lot of coverage of that.
Wonderful.
And I want to do a mahalo for people who supported us last week and the week before, and then we're going to hear your story, and I want to also look at how we can make some solutions, too. But so here's our mahalo. And then I want to hear that story about the fish pond.
Wonderful.
Lavaya, yeah? Is that what you would call it? Lavaya? No, that's a fisherman, right?
That's fisherman.
Yeah. So how do you say lokaia? How do you say fish pond?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. My Hawaiian's slipping. But
I know nothing.
I know some. I know more than you think. I know a lot more than you think.
I know nothing.
Okay, so here's our food mahalo. And you're listening to KKCR Hanalei K-A-Kiwe Kilauea with Kauai's Soapbox, Felicia and Marshall. And in the studio with me are Seth and Kamu.
Imua Coffee Roasters, roasting global coffees in-store. Full espresso bar located in Wailua's Islander Beach Resort. 821-1717.
Ono Pops, Hawaiian frozen all-natural pops. Handmade in Hanamaulu from Kauai farm ingredients. Ono Pops, local, Ono, and Pono.
Anahola Granola, spreading aloha for 30 years with island-made non-GMO granola and bars. AnaholaGranola.com.
Island Fish Prints, specializing in gyotaku at the Hanalei Farmers Market Saturdays 9:30 to noon. More info at 634-3420 or islandfishprints@gmail.com.
Holo Holo Charters, vessels.
Mahalo nui to all the businesses and individuals who provided extra incentives and nourishment for our volunteers and listeners. Kamoa Ukulele Company, Wyndham Ka'eo Kai Resorts, Plenty Pupule Kayaks, the Christine Zeka Foundation, Fresh Bite Kauai, Fidelicious Foods, Kilauea Bakery and Pauhana Pizza, North Shore General Store, Tracy Chavone, Opie's Authentic Indian Food, John Gordon, Kayla Coberly, Harvest Market, Jimmy Trujillo, Costco, Kauai Juice Company, Tiny Island Chocolates, Ken Kaona. Mahalo nui to all the businesses and individuals who provided extra incentives and nourishment for our volunteers and listeners.
Yes. Big mahalos to all those people who fed us with such great food. We have a phone call. Aloha, you're on the air.
Aloha. My name is Anna. Hi, Felicia and Marshall and amazing Hawaiian people representing the truth here. I appreciate you guys so much. I love that this is happening on the land now, the way it ought to be, with the Hawaiian culture perpetrated and
perpetuating
the way off the land.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know if there's any way for the public to support in the hearing tomorrow at 8 a.m. And also to add that at 1:30, there's a public hearing at the County Council Chambers for a rezoning, an upzoning from residential to visitor destination. The owners of the land are Siri Land Development. And what's beautiful about this company is that its shareholders are Native Alaskans, because their territory also experienced the same as the Hawaiian natives have experienced. But instead of it moving to visitor destination zone, it shouldn't be. It should be as it is right now.
So where's this property?
And
is it in Princeville?
I would further like to have that land, since it's the last oceanfront parcel of undeveloped land, to also be have space for the Hawaiian natives to live off the land close to the ocean, the way it ought to be, you know, close to the ocean, close
where is
to the
it?
River, close
where
to
is
the mountains.
It? Can you hear me? Is it, where
yes.
is it?
The county council.
No, not the county council. Where is the land?
Oh, it's in Poipu. The bill is, sorry. I wasn't prepared
so,
to go
so
on
at the
air.
Council, so it's, you know what, and
but
also
the
what's
the bill number is 2647. So if you go onto the website, you can get the information there. The zoning map.
But so it's in Poipu. And you
yes.
asked a question how people can help him. Showing up at court really makes a difference. If people show up at the courthouse, then it lets them know that the public is watching.
Well, if anyone wants to show up to our court tomorrow, that would be a lot of mana to show that of all the, how should I say this, everyone that comes to support and to give their aloha and love of what is right.
Is there any way to speak?
No. You cannot
okay.
speak.
Guys.
But it with the county council, and you might not know this, the public hearing is at 1:30, but if people care deeply about the topic that you're speaking of, go at about 8:30. And you got to sit there through the morning and you listen to the presentation, because really the real discussion is in the morning. And at 1:30, okay. people can put input in. But a lot of times if you listen to the council meeting in the early part, maybe you go to court and then you come over and maybe it hasn't gone up yet. I'll have to look at. And at the end of the show, we're going to hear the county council agenda. But the key time to really have good mana'o, good knowledge to be sharing, is if you listen to the presentation. And you can speak in the morning too, but they make that after lunchtime open on any topic, so it can be helpful. But you will just come in and be speaking cold. So there is that. Marshall, did you have a question?
Yeah, Kamu, I want to ask you if you're going into court tomorrow with any legal representation.
We're going into court to answer that. We're going to go in really strong tomorrow.
Okay.
Very strong. The people that is helping us with representing these men are very akamai and very known throughout Hawaii in history. I just don't want to say their names
okay.
right now, but it's basically what we have coming tomorrow is going to be a very blessed day. And Felicia, the same pa'ina that you've seen and witnessed.
Yeah.
See, we just might be hungry tomorrow after the court case and have another pa'ina.
Okay, that means like a party there. And I know, listener, you're still on the line.
Yes.
Is it?
I just wanted to say that I'm so happy to live on an island where the police did not show up for this, because the last thing we need to do is have our police force become the evildoers and persecute people that are well within their human rights. It is against their code of ethics and against their oath to protect us. So I'm very grateful to live in a land where everybody is aware, awake, and here for each other.
Oh,
and I appreciate you all being the brave soldiers to be on the land and create it how it ought to be for the future, for all of us, for humanity. So a huge mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you.
And at 2 o'clock tomorrow in the courthouse, like I could go have a pa'ina, but then I'm going to go back at 2 o'clock for the Waineha people, because they got their...
Oh, yeah, don't eat too much now. You might fall asleep.
They got their court thing. Do we have a second caller? Aloha, thank you for calling and holding. You're on the air.
Aloha, Felicia. This is Ka'ehu from Wailua Nui, Aho Ano. I just wanted to thank you.
Hi.
And mahalo you. And say that the word for fish pond is loko ia.
Loko ia. Thank you.
Mahalo nui anake no ke la kokua no mako. Thank you.
I have to call and let them know what the word is.
Thank you. You're being a good Akamai listener and helping me out. Loka
Ia.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Everybody come on and kokua the boys tomorrow. We'll all be there. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Aloha.
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 Yeah, the Wainiha case, I think, is at 2 o'clock.
Okay, I'll still be there then.
Yeah, I mean, they need our support too, you know. And
of course, that's their ohana, is family. You know what? That's one thing my grandma said to me, another thing. You know, family is all you get.
Yeah.
So ohana needs to be tight, you know, and that's what we're showing. We're showing what is the real deal with ohana, the aloha in the ohana.
Mm.
You know what I mean? No matter what, you know, me and Kaimi, we grew up from we were kids. And, you know, he's just another brother of mine from different mom and dads, but that's still yet my brother.
And I want to acknowledge Noah's sister.
Oh, his ho'ohana.
I'm forgetting her name. His sister. Noah. No, your sister.
My sister, Ulu.
She's there all the time, everywhere.
Oh, my sister. My younger sister, Ulu. She... I love my younger sister, you know. She, I don't even want to talk about that because it's going to get me emotional.
No, she's awesome.
She stands behind my back, and she helps me push.
Yeah.
You know, my whole family, they always had my back since day one. It's a touchy subject because my family is very, very tight with each other. We're close. Mm-hmm. We all love each other dearly. If one of us is hurt, we're all there, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd like to thank my sister Ulu Vehi Hepa. And my mom and the rest of my brothers and sisters out there, you know, Joseph and Priscilla. Mahalo nui, you guys, my family, for being such a wonderful ohana. Thank you for everything you've done and stood for me. But to get to the topic of the fish pond, I have to change the subject. It's getting too deep.
We're going to get to the fish pond, and now we're at 5 o'clock, so I'm going to also honor our underwriter, then we'll get to the fish pond. And while we just honored... Tell me your sister's name again.
Ulu Vehi.
Ulu Vehi. Awesome girl. Awesome person. Human being. Woman.
Awesome girl. Awesome woman.
I also want to acknowledge Keala Lopez.
Aye, Keala.
And Mehana.
Aye. All that is involved and all that is in the big ohana. You know, thank you, everyone. There's so many names and, you know, to give out. Keala, she's awesome with her olelo Hawaii. She's very akamai with her language, and you know, I recognize that, and she's an awesome girl. The rest of the Wainiha boys that is standing out there, everyone that was involved in the Wainiha and for the love and the kokua. I mean, I was there videoing. There's a lot of laulima, you know, Hawaii is alive.
Yes, people using their hands to do work, right, with the land?
Just nothing but cultivating to help people, to feed, help the community.
And shout out to Kim, and we had Ka'ehu call in. There's so many people that are just blooming and blossoming and wonderful, and it's just wonderful to be experiencing it. It's empowering.
Right.
And so just great, great team that you have. We're going to hear the top of the hour, and then we will talk about the Loka Ia.
Nice.
Okay. So you are listening to KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea, and this program is made possible by listeners like you, and with this partnership with the Copper Man and Second Skin.
KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea K224CQ Anahola K284AL Haleiwa.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com. Or 639-3456. packyourtrash.org and saverseas.us.
Second Skin Organics Hawaiian Mosquito Shield. Safe and effective. Protecting you and your ohana since 2001. Kauai grown, GMO free, sustainable organic agriculture based solutions. Uamau ke'ea oka'aina I kapono. More information on their global mission and vision for Hawaii at secondskinorganics.com.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. So much good support going on here. So many different topics. Another person who is in the room with us here that you'll be hearing from later is John Montemeyer, and one of our people who's maybe looking at building a new show. Okay, Kamu, let's hear it about the Loka'ia.
Well,
Loko'ia.
The Loko'ia was created by Queen Deborah Kapule, which is my great-great-great-grandmother. It was built in honor for Queen Emma on the west side. So when she would come to the east side of Kauai, she'd have food. She'd have a lot of fish to eat. The fish pond is to me, that's one of the main goals of mine. I want to rebuild and bring back the fish pond. And not just that fish pond. I want to start with ours first and then hit the rest of the fish ponds on the island of Kauai to have it be part of the Hawaiian program schools, and to bring it out to the schools to teach the children about our wahi'e'ai, you know, our place to eat, our fish ponds. You know, like the one by Coco Palms, that's my number one priority. And then the rest will be opened out for the people to come and lay a hand, like the Menehune Fish Pond, to start cleaning it up and preserve it, the culture and the site.
I spent a little bit of time with Kim Souza, and she helped me to see where the road had all been cleared back there. Really, a lot of work has been done in cleaning up the property.
Oh, we've cleaned, as you could see in the videos,
really,
and people out there that seen the videos, and Felicia, you're there on hand. All the cleaning that we do, not one machine operating machine. It's all by hand. A lot of cane knives, sickles, and hard work and sweat.
and it's coming alive, and you can see it, and it feels really good. Marshall and I are both definitely mahi'ai. We're both farmers. We do a lot with food, and I couldn't help but notice the awai, the little river stream piece next to that. That's not moving. So what's the deal with that? It's almost like a pond, and that should be flowing.
Well, we're cleaning out the rivers, the ditches, and all the awais.
Why doesn't it flow? It's obviously flowing.
It's been blocked, and certain individual peoples buried some of the original awais.
Okay. Because that seems like that needs to open and flow.
It's going
to
be reopened and flow. That's illegal diverting and burying on top of an historical spot.
Okay.
That is our original Owai rivers and ditches.
I could just see that was not a healthy Owai there. It is cleaned up, but I could see, I was watching the whole time I was there.
It's starting to go back and forth. You know, it's starting to flush beautiful now. What I realize is that the fish is coming back.
Because it looks like it's downstream and upstream. There must be some blockages from where you guys are. Because you guys were clear the whole way along there.
It goes all the way through, yeah. And basically, as you've seen how much we've cleaned of the river, the ditch lines and all that, it goes all the way out. They were supposed to have an exit out toward Brick Oven area.
Okay.
And
that would be at Halealeo Road.
Right. And that river is supposed to, I remember it clearly when I was in high school, that river used to flow out up to the back to the ocean of where Horner's is, the corner of the gas station in Wailua. That river used to flow out, and now it's dried. So that's a illegal blockage somewhere. Or it could be a natural cause blockage, but we need to find out where it's blocking to let it flow again. There's a lot of work to do, but
Well, it's actually going to be a really excellent place to be working, learning.
Right.
You know,
it's all worth it.
Yes. So, I do so much reading on all this stuff, and I read Sugar Water. I went to the Commission on Water Resource Management. A lot of things are changing. We're in a really important time, and so I have hope that your claim is going to get some traction. Because when I look at when this lease was written in 1984 back then, I don't think that they looked very deeply, and I tried to look at the environmental impact statement and to see they're supposed to also do something called an archaeological impact statement and a cultural impact assessment. And I don't know that that was ever done because, you know, not to give you advice because I know you're getting really excellent advice, but I think you can ask for that because that is such a profound archaeological site, and I tried to look at it, and I couldn't find anything that really did justice to the archaeological background that has happened there. Can I read a little quote here? Because I'm going to want to sort of shift a little bit and talk about Kalalau. There was a trespass, 17 trespass tickets. Only one arrest happened to be Kanaka person. That's
it. Was a Hawaiian got arrested?
Yeah. Alikai, wow. Kinimaka.
Kinimaka, oh no.
Yeah, he got arrested. I think the rest got ticketed, but...
So why the rest didn't get arrested?
I think because he sort of runs a business out of there, you know, picking people up in and out. You know, he helps...
I think that's a safe pathway, I think, so people don't fall off a cliff like the... You know, when the state go up there to clean the mountain trails and all that, I mean, there's a lot of people dying off of cliffs and falling. But to me, it none of that, well, this is what really matters. It's just, out of all those citations, one arrest and the rest is a Hawaiian. To me, I think that is racism right there, a racist charge that he can bring up to the courts of violating his culture and his rights. And plus two for Mr. Kinimaka, what he can do is also press charges on discrimination.
I don't know enough, but I did try to look into it and learn what happened. I know when they shut him down before, almost immediately after, they had to go in there with helicopters and do one of those very big, expensive rescues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once the helicopter comes in and gets a few, then they end up having to come get a lot. So that was an issue. But I want to read this piece. I got a caller, so I'm going to take the call. And then I want to read something from Ko'olau. Do you know who Ko'olau was?
Yeah,
and so he has something really beautiful to say. But somebody sent this to me, but when I looked at it, it's at least as true today as it was then. Aloha, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Aloha, Alicia. It's so good to hear you.
Thank you.
I just had a comment about, let me turn the radio off.
Please.
About, you know, the streams being dry, yada, yada.
Well, this
and
case, the stream just wasn't flowing. Uh-huh.
And what's flowing, what's not.
Okay.
And I live in the homestead area. I've lived there for 30 years in a little shack house. But this stream used to be full to the point where it was like 10 feet high. Now it's eroded down to maybe a foot high.
Which stream are you talking about?
Opaika stream,
okay.
Which leads down. It's one of the finger streams that lead down to
where we're speaking about.
That we're talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's concerning me because all of a sudden there's no water. We used to have pigs and cows and everything coming down into the stream.
Well, the water is being diverted by KUC. They're stealing illegally all the waters and doing a lot of illegal diverting, which is criminal crimes against them, and they just bypass in their heads. Basically, those waters are going to their new power plant, hydroelectric water thing. Now, that is all illegal acts that is being done because the plantations, when they were finished, the waters that they were borrowing goes back to, majority of all the water actually is supposed to go back to the farmers below and such. But thank you for calling and letting us know and letting actually me aware about that.
We've done multiple shows on that, and to the point where I had the police called on me for doing shows on it. But
So what I
do want to say is that at the last Commission on Water Resource Management meeting that was
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just saying how much the police have been called on me.
Oh, okay. Well, at the last Commission on Water Resource Management, it came up again, and this, like, there is a lot of change happening, a lot of action is moving, and I believe the next time they come here, that Moloa'a and the North Fork of the Wailua River will be part of the discussion, and there have been some court rulings. I got to be careful that I'm got all my little details right, because I didn't prep for that for this show. But there no, it's fine. But there, don't give up. And that there is a change. And what we saw at this last meeting, Waimea River for 110 years has had 95% of the water diverted. And the goal is to have 45% of it returned, and so they're making changes, and that, you know, that's a whole nother long discussion. We have done that on another show. And I also, if you go to Felicia Olanji Cowden on YouTube, you can see that whole meeting is a very good meeting, you know, where they're talking about it, and that happened rather quickly. We've had Tiari Lawrence and Jonathan Osorio, you know, really talking about what's going on in Maui. This is happening across the island, so you're bringing up a very key issue, and you're making an observation that has a lot of value, and we're on it. So thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The other issue, if we could get to it at some point, is the fact that people just moving into the neighborhood think that the stream is just a place to throw and have, oh, I'm just recycling. Like they're
scraps and stuff.
Tree trimmings and you know, and I'm talking big stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And they said, why should I go to the dump? I'll just throw it in the stream.
So
and there's no stream anymore, I keep telling them.
Okay, so thank you so much. So we will look into that in the future on this show, and I appreciate that the listeners have heard that, and we'll continue talking about that. So thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Alicia, how do I reach you?
Felicia with an F. Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A. And I give my phone number out all the time, 652-4363. And, you know, you could just look Felicia Olanji Cowden on Facebook. That's the better way to get a hold of me.
And spell the last name?
Cowden. And you could go to FeliciaCowden.com, too. It's got all my info on it and all these radio shows.
I thought you said Cowden.
Cowden, C-O-W, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're saying Felicia.
Yes.
That I always knew.
Yes.
All right, great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And, yeah, you know, I think these guys ought to know what's happening up above, too.
Yep. Thank you so much.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, so I was going to read this Ko'olau statement. Yeah. And so this is Francis Fraser did the translation. And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, K-A-Q-A, Kilauea, Felicia and Marshall with Kauai Soapbox, Seth and Kamu.
Aloha.
And what do you guys call your organization? Do you have a name? Or are you just Seth and Kamu?
Oh, it's him. I'm just backing him up. He's my friend. I actually would follow him anywhere.
Okay.
Just like something else, I'd follow him doing that too.
Yeah. So just anyway, from Wailua. Okay, so this is what Ko'olau said. He said, "We know. We have it from our fathers and our fathers' fathers. Mm-hmm. They came here like lambs, speaking softly. Well, might they speak softly, for we were many and strong, and all the islands were ours. As I say, they spoke softly. They were of two kinds. The one kind asked our permission, our gracious permission, to preach to us the word of God. The other kind asked our permission, our gracious permission, to trade with us. That was the beginning. Today, all the lands are theirs. All the islands, all the cattle, everything is theirs. They that preach the word of God and they that preach the word of rum have foregathered and become great chiefs. They live like kings in houses of many rooms with multitudes of servants to care for them. They who had nothing have everything. And if you or any Kanaka be hungry, they sneer and say, "Well, why don't you work? There are plantations." Brothers, is it not strange? Ours was the land, and behold, the land is not ours. What did these preachers of the word of God and the word of rum give us for the land? Have you received $1, as much as $1, any of you, for the land? Yet it is theirs, and in return, they tell us we can go to work on the land, their land, and that what we produce by our toil shall be theirs. Yet in the old days, we did not have to work. Also, when we are sick, they take away our freedom. And this is Ko'olau, who escaped to Kalalau with his wife and child. He had leprosy. They were going to take him to Molokai and put him at Kalapapa. And he and his son passed away at Kalalau, and his wife, Pi'ilani. She came out and she told the story, and it is such a powerful story, and I recommend anybody read that. Yeah. Because it's written in Olelo in Hawaiian at first, and then so both are in there, and the translation is in there, but it shows so much of the mindset and the mentality, and that this is still, it's been 100 years since he went through what he went through, and he was chased by the police, and it's still yet
true.
Yeah,
and you know, I work at the library, and I've seen the book and the movie many times, like just circulating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a big reader.
I read it.
So I watched the movie, and the movie was super epic. I was like, whoa.
It was very good. The kids that did it in Ke Kaha, who made that film, very, very good.
There's Hawaiians in Ke Kaha. Just like Charlie was talking about, you know, there's these Hawaiian homes. Like, we don't get Hawaiian homes in Ke Kaha. Hawaiian homes in Anohola. Where else?
Well, Hawaiian homes is not Anohola, because if you can say Anohola is Hawaiian homes, then it's kind of complicating with Kumu camp and everything else that is involved.
But well, what I'm saying is this. All of it is Hawaiian homes, like you said earlier.
The whole island to me is Hawaiian homes.
Not
home
just
lands.
That. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I think that this is my friend who was on the show last week, Kuhan. She made that film.
No
so
way.
I forgot that she said,
goodness.
Yeah, she did make that film. She did a really good job.
It was epic.
It was very well done. It was done by the students, and they did such a beautiful job. And mm-hmm. if you read the book, it's even deeper
because you
see the mindset and the mentality and how connected it is, such a poetic life and so much kauna or layers of all the meaning in there. And, you know, when I look at, we were just talking about racism, and there's multiple layers.
Racism is the worst.
Okay. All right. She had to, she's correcting me a little bit here. She's saying, she wants to give credit to the woman, Pi'ilani, given that I believe that, what I just read was actually Pi'ilani and not Ko'olau. So, okay, thank you for correcting me on that. And I love that my friends stay listening. And Kuhan, she's on a different island even right now. So she's listening. And
aloha to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
and to all our listeners.
It was really Pi'ilani who wrote that. So Pi'ilani, she's the survivor. And so she comes out. She's lost her husband, her child. They've been shot at, hunted, really, you know,
that's
been
crazy.
You know, really treated very difficultly. So in Kalalau, there is so much that is back there, and it just is a beacon to everybody. And when I saw after what happened, to you all being threatened with eviction. Mm-hmm. The big blast that went out on Facebook is, hey, get rid of those Hollies, you know, the hippies, or, you know, they get rid of all those people at Kalalau. And there was a really big, strong thing on that. Oh, I think that was...
I've seen that too, actually.
That was amplified by the loss of Kaylee Lum, who was killed in by a drunk driver, who happened to have spent a little bit of time in Kalalau, though. The word is he didn't get on back there well either. But so then when these people, they did a clearing of people who are living back there. I'm not even making a judgment right now on that. I knew when I first saw it that everybody's going to jump in no matter what race and say, right on, right on, right on, you know? And I have a little angst over that because I know that's a whole crowd that is so much behind what you folks are doing, right? They support you 100%.
Well, Kalalau was... There are thousands of Native Hawaiians that lived in that valley. And not just that valley alone. There are valleys next to it also. Mm-hmm. The population just in Kalalau, that's today amount, the amount of today's people on Kauai can't even touch just the valley of Kalalau.
Wow. Right.
Kalalau Valley has a lot of historical and a lot of history. So many... out there, especially on the heiau at the end of Haena, the Wahine heiau where they danced. See, the history and all that about it, and for the desecration that is happening today, it's Hawaii is in a big off balance.
Mm-hmm.
So with a lot of kokua and a lot more of the royal families getting together as royal councils that we are doing, we trying to bring back that levitivity of balance in Hawaii for our community and our people by doing what is pono and believing what is right. And, you know, at times it can be a little stressful, but I believe our kupunas are with us every step that we go. You can feel their presence, especially just by talking about them. You know, a lot of people can't explain why they get goosebumps every time. But those goosebumps are very good goosebumps. To me, it's an opportunity to know that they're there.
And I think that what happens is for people who are transplants, even like myself, I've been here the majority of my life, but, you know, I went not all my life, and I was raised somewhere else. I can feel it too. You know, we all can, there's so many of us who can tap into that and feel a deeper presence here. And I would like to take this opportunity a little bit to try and, you know, malama or you know, fix that situation where there's so much tension between people. Like what I can get why people get frustrated at a number of the people who show up. People will come with an entitlement mentality, and they might be good people, but they don't realize how they are stepping on the cultures of others, Hawaiian or not.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, anywhere.
They need to know about law. Now, that's what I'm saying. To be educated on law with the United States Constitution and the Constitution of Hawaii, the kingdom, that the kingdom is in effect too today. Backed up by 5 Supreme Court judges that rule the favor of the kingdom is alive. It's never been dead. It's never been annexed. So we're living in a world of lies today, but we like to be that akamai ones to wash. You know, like I say, everyone's brainwashed. I'm just trying to wash everyone's brains. So
So how do we wash our brains, and then how do we even aside from law, example?
From what my grandma would say, how do you learn it? Simple. These are the simple words. Hamau means to be quiet.
Yep.
Ho'olohe, listen. Nanake kumu, watch and observe everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these words are there for a purpose. You know, hamau, ho'olohe, nanake kumu.
Powerful words.
You know, then that's what's, you know, like my kid, I don't have a child, but in a village, what takes to raise a child in a village is your kid is my kid. My kid is your kid. It takes a village to raise that particular child to be such a great influence for that future. You know, so it's heavy. There's a lot to talk about, but it's in short time. How can you cram something big in short time,
well,
right?
I would like to give a few pointers, and then I invite your pointers because you're going to have ones other than mine.
Sure.
But some things that I notice where I go, oh, please don't do that. One is sit on the table, right? I see so many people come and they'll sit on the park table.
Oh, man,
table.
I gotta work on that.
Oh, no, no good.
No good, right?
I used to get lickings for that.
I did that in high school. I'm sorry. I will not. I'll try not to.
I can't say the exact words, but my grandpa used to say, "Tables for glasses, not for."
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Or don't put your butt where somebody else is going to eat. And
yeah,
I
no,
see.
That's true.
And people do that without knowing, but don't do that.
I
another
wasn't
thing.
At all.
Another thing that I think that people should not do. Here in Kauai, we are 25%. Housing insecure. That means if you don't not have a house, maybe you're on someone's couch or you got to be out at the end of the month. It's a housing crisis. And we have so much hunger here, like people who can't afford their lives. And some incredible amount of the kids, like 40%, you know, and in some school districts more are on families with assistance for food. So I have been a helper in the food pantry, and I had to stop because I'd get so frustrated because I would see young people coming from the continent off the plane 3 or 4 days ago. You don't, if you come to Kauai and you have to go get your food at the food pantry, and you're basically, if you're here less than 6 months, you're on vacation. You don't come on vacation and take the food from the hungry.
That's true.
And that I struggle with, and I struggle. I think that some of these people are working on farms. The farmers better feed their people. They don't send them to the because you shouldn't get off the plane and end up at the food pantry.
To me, money is the root of all evil.
It's a love of money. It's a greed.
What I do with the food and the taro and all that is to give our community. And if someone has so much of a good heart, they say they cannot take it for free from me, then it would be so cool. Like, you know, it's called Hawaiian trade. You know, hey, since I can't take it free, maybe I got, you know, since, you know, I feel that I owe you. How's this? I got a couple pieces of dry aku or something. Hey, right on, perfect. You know, that's the real aloha to be met across. You know, so everyone and all the farmers out there that is listening in, I mean, continue your guys' good work in farming and cropping for the people of Hawaii and for our people of Kauai at home. But our kuleana is each individual of farmers is that kuleana to feed for the love and the passion that you started. What you started and that passion is don't let that flame die. That flame was to feed the hunger, to help people that has it harder than you. Don't forget where you come from and what you started. That's what my message is to you.
So, Marshall, did you have a question or a thought?
We have a listener here. A listener wanted to comment that she had noticed tour bus drivers having their passengers who needed to change a baby go ahead and do so on a picnic table.
Oh, right. Like, so that would be a mistake.
Right, that would be a misstep. Yeah.
That would be... That would,
for sure, you know what I mean?
So, that would be a mistake, and that... another example of things that I see, actually now it just jumped out of my head. So, this is what I want to say.
Is that
like if just be aware that it is somebody else's home that you're entering in, and if you don't know everybody, you're still standing out. So like, one of the things that I see at Kalalau, and I'm not trying to make judgment. I'm just saying, you know, especially when it's on Facebook, if everybody's naked or whatever, that steps on some people's sensibilities. And you need to think about that. Like if people came to whatever town that you were from, maybe, you know, because a lot of times people love it over here because they can break the rules that they can't do in their own world.
Yeah.
And
nobody knows them here either.
And nobody knows them here either. So then
not as accountable, you know.
Yeah. And so when people make choices that are not either appreciated or understood, it makes life hard for everybody. Like, because I know so many people who are, you know, houseless, whatever their challenges are, but they're getting... they're getting, like, vilified for, you know, other people's behavior. And so it's like, how do we teach and learn people to not make others angry, especially the generational group? And you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea.
I'm the janitor at the Kapa'a Public Library.
So talk to us.
I know all of the homeless. I know them by name. I know all their stories. So I know them very... closely, you know what I mean?
Like, are they washing the bathroom in the bathroom? I mean,
well,
I know at our shopping center that
they
was
do everything that is horrible, but they're also beautiful human beings, just like we are.
Right.
However, they have a hard time.
Right.
They know, either they lost a job, either, you know, they fell into drugs, whatever their case is, it's always not that great. And most of them have some type of mental illness.
Because
you know why? Guess what? That's why they're there. You know, like, fortunately, I can kind of hold my job just enough that I can keep it. But they don't care.
Right.
And how do they make
money? So who is there? Yeah. Who is there out there in the, I should say, the... Whose job is it out there? And who's out there to help these people?
Yeah.
I mean, try my best, you know.
The thing is that there's a lot of people out there with aloha that do help these folks.
I mean, KEO, you know, is beautiful.
KEO, mahalo to KEO.
They bring the food Wednesdays.
They feed these people. And it's not, you know, like Seth was saying, you know, I mean, there's plenty of different reasons, you know what I mean? Someone might be, so, you know, it's like a medical purpose, you know, like maybe this guy has severe, like health problems,
cancer or something like that,
and he has no job at the time.
Yeah.
You know, everybody sucked his money dry. Now he's on the beach dying, even more worse.
Right.
Yeah. Or someone have just the mean case of depression.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just people out there in this world that don't take the time or consideration in this world to understand that, you know what, there's somebody who has it worse than you, but yet they can grumble about their own personal issue. The thing is that you need to be, you know, the simple words, you know, to be aloha with the world, you need to aloha yourself. To be pono with yourself, that's how you can be pono with all people, with anyone out in the world. So I don't, you know, it's like, to me, it's sad and how society is, but it's up to each and every one of us of what we can do to make tomorrow a different day.
And we need to love each other. And that's like when I saw the big flush out at Kalalau. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't been back there very much. I was there a long time ago, quite a bit. Well, since I've been a mother, I just have been so busy or whatever. My kids are old enough now that I could. I've kayaked down there.
Oh.
I'm not somebody who has a lot of experience in there in the recent past, but I just wish we had this big lens of compassion.
Yeah.
And that I think that we need... Like, I would love to see a strong Hawaiian presence back there guiding it, and I think the people who come back there would be
should
fine
respect
with it.
The, they would respect the culture and stuff, yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great idea. That's a good idea that how they could be a group of kanaka to be back there perpetuating and stewarding.
And then
like how they do in Big Island at the personal kamehameha's, personal heiaus and all that to make sure things are ran right, you know, whatever opala you bring in, you pack out.
Yeah, some,
you know, stuff like that instead of leaving things so kapakahi.
Yeah,
yeah.
In
you
group.
And maybe we could have, you know, like a co-stewardship agreement. I want to bring in John, who's been in here. John, it's wonderful to have you here, and I know that, you know, you considering having a radio show, and so right now you're in here watching. But, John, you live in Hanapepe, correct?
Yes, I live in Hanapepe, but I spent quite a time, you know, like about 30-something years in Kapa'a. You know, 50-something year old resident of the island, born and raised here, went to one of our high schools, which is the blue one. But, you know, other than that, you know.
Kauai High? No, which one? No, that's
the blue one.
Waimea.
But, you know, other than that, Felicia, you know, this is my first time I've seen your show. I witness it. It's very exciting. I think it's a good community talk show. I love how you talk about the land and the farming. And you know, I don't know if the word's unfortunate, but we all need a vehicle. And I know there's a lot of people struggling, you know, to make ends meet financially, yeah. Especially women. You know, they don't know nothing about their cars.
Or so, many of them don't. I'm yeah, one that's.
So all I can say is, you know, if I can be an assistant, you know, towards KKCR or the community, just to, you know, share my knowledge, you know, with my contacts in the field, well, you know, that's a good thing to do for the island because yeah. everybody needs help on this island.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a good idea to have a radio show that gives mana'o on vehicles. So, you know, like out there in the community, sometimes, you know, can't help it. You know, something's wrong and you need to be at an appointment, right? And you need a quick fix. Hey, what can we do? What's the problem here? So,
oh, yeah, definitely. It goes on and on. Everything from a new vehicle to a used vehicle and what it's worth. Also, you know, as far as the recycling procedure of vehicles, yeah. I mean, we have so many. We probably have if we have 70,000 people on the island, we probably have 2.5 vehicles more on the island.
Right.
We have no recycling program. You know, we treat vehicles totally disposable, but yet every vehicle can be recycled to a certain degree. Yeah. So there's a lot of space to create some kind of. You know, business camaraderie, business venture to actually make use of what we have, which is a vehicle. Yeah. You know, every vehicle needs insurance. A lot of people don't understand what insurance is about. Vehicles can tow other, tow a trailer. People don't understand what's the reason to tow a trailer. But, you know, I think it's going to be a worthwhile discussion with the community if the community would like to accept
it. I think that sounds like a really good show. And then when you're hearing what we're talking about, like what's going on in Wailua or Kalalau or people being displaced, and even when you're talking about vehicles, for many people, that's their home. I know a lot of people who basically live out of their vehicles. It's been that way almost all the decades that I have lived here. What is your observation on this, the social dilemma that we have?
Well, definitely, a vehicle is a must. And like I said, a lot of people are living in their vehicles. No matter where you go throughout the country, probably people spend one-third of their time, you know, in a vehicle, commuting to work and business and whatever pleasure. So it's a necessity of our life. But yet, we also have to make sure we protect our investment, our vehicle, because we want to make sure if that oil change is proper, if that gasoline is sufficient, and again, you know, vehicle insurance, how much insurance I should have for a vehicle, for public liability, personal liability.
That is so helpful. That is so, so helpful.
And we got a call. Let's see if they're asking about that or something else. Aloha, you're on the air.
I am?
You are.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is Alan Fire.
Hi. You need to be closer to your phone and maybe turn the radio off.
Well, I have the radio. Okay. This is a phone that's about to be replaced.
Okay, but now I can hear you. So how are you doing, Alan?
Is this Felicia?
It is.
Oh, good. Well, I can't let this discussion go by. I missed some of it because I got a call from Hal Hammett about the ridge.
Hey, so while you're talking about that, Alan... Hal Hammett and the Cultural Survey, ask him if they're going to do one on the Wailua property because we need a cultural survey on the Wailua property. If you can ask Hal Hammett about that because I think that he could help these guys. Okay, go on.
He's one of my very best friends. But I want to stand behind the whole concept that take the darn cocoa palms and make it into cultural. Hawaiian Cultural Center. It doesn't belong to be a hotel anymore. That was years gone by.
Yes. So thank you about that. And Hal Hammett, it would be wonderful to get his Mana'o in with these guys, because I know that the Department of Land and Natural Resources can ask for that, but it seems like there is so much culture that has happened there. So, you know, thank you for weighing in on that.
Yeah, I just want to support your friends there, and I'd sure like to meet them someday, but I believe in the law of the patents. My grandfather came here in 1880. He joined up with his cousin, Knudsen, and they started sugar cane in Kekaha, 1880. And my grandfather learned Hawaiian, and he was good friends with King Kamu'ali'i.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got plenty of background here. I'm born and raised here, and this is the best island. We're lucky. I figure everybody's lucky to be here.
Well, I will connect you up with these guys, because I think that they would really appreciate that. So we'll
do
that.
I'd sure like to do that. So I'll let you guys go, because you got a lot of good stuff to say.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alan. Aloha.
So, Felicia, we had a listener who wanted to make the point that if one were wanting to get away from the continental U.S., that Hawaii is as far away as you can go without a passport. And this person was in the medical field and made the point that although our medical services are stretched, that some people might come here counting on taking advantage of those services. So I just wanted to pass that
yes,
on.
Yes, and this is a place where people go, and one of my jokes is a number of the people on the North Shore, I call us an inverse bell curve of normal people, and that there's a lot of adult runaways, and I think I was one of those when I was 21, and you just come here. But it is that you're running away to somebody's house, and so you need to be aware that we're at somebody's house. So Amin Mahal has joined us in the studio. Amin, say hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, and Cody Wolfchild's in here, too. Cody, you can get near a microphone and a headset, too, if you would like. Amin, you grew.
Yep. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? This is Captain Imon Star representing Mahal Ohana in the place to be up here on KKCR. Yeah, I want to first tautoko the movement going on by Coco Palms. I was able to sort of check that out and be there and, you know, meet with a lot of the brothers and sisters there. And it's a really inspiring movement. And I'm going to try to make the court date tomorrow just to, like, yeah, to give support to segue off of that, though. In the meanwhile, what's up is we have a concert this Friday at Tahiti Nui.
And we, as you and your sister,
yep.
And your mom, or?
Oh, well, yeah, not all of the above. Originally, it was for my father's 75th birthday. But
Taj Mahal.
Yep, he's not going to be able to make it, is the official story so far. In the meanwhile, though, we've got his children, his progeny, or whatever, going to put down a lot of musical juice, as it were. And we've got some special family friends, some Hanai Ohana as well, so kind of coming along. And yeah, we've been at it for a while. I spent the past 18 years in Aotearoa, learning and loving and raising my own kids, and sort of, as well as my sisters have also been there. My sister Zoe, she spent more time there than here, and I would have just spent a little bit more than I actually grew up on Kauai. So
yeah, how old were you when you left?
I went to like college or whatever at like 17.
Okay.
17, 18. But I still kind of lived on the island till about 20.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that was it for me. So I've just spent 18 years, 17 years growing up Kauai, and then now 18 years in New Zealand, roughly. So.
I want to give a big shout out to your amazing mother in Shira. She's been on here too and read poetry, and she's just such a, you have two powerful parents. I know Cody Wolfchild also has two really powerful parents, so that's kind of got to be a lot to grow up with. But I see that you have an ukulele in your hand. Are you ready to sing us a song?
Yeah, okay, sure. It was kind of interesting. So growing up here, I'm part of a crew called DPS. Me and Cody are part of the, I think it's Kauai's first rap group.
Okay.
So when we were younger, we were trying very hard to pretend like we're from the city, even though we're all small-time Kauai boys or something
Yep.
When I moved to New Zealand, you know, all of a sudden all these ukulele orchestras started cracking off. And there's like the Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra. And I know there's ones in England and you know, it's probably New York or whatever. Everybody's sort of like playing the ukulele, and I like full string guitars. You know, guitar. I'm a bass player. I play big, heavy, hefty sort of things or what have you. And you know, I didn't really take it serious until I was on camp. I took my son to a camp, and during the camp, the only thing I had was a small little tinny plastic sort of piece of crap ukulele. And you know, four strings, all of a sudden you're limited. You don't have like the depth of the bass, but sometimes less is more. And I figured that out, and I got really excited about it. And I played some of my songs to my sisters, and they said, "Oh no, that thing's terrible. You gotta get rid of that thing quick."
I think I told you that when on my first flight over here, first time, and I came on vacation, your dad sat next to me in the plane. He was too big for the seat.
Yeah.
So he was having a very hard time, but he talked us into my sister and I, we never didn't see him then when we got here, but into coming to Kauai. And so because I sat next to your dad is probably why I'm sitting here right now. So that's kind of extra special for me.
Yeah, it's funny that you sort of run into people and then you change things. So, and I think that the ukulele has that story as well, because mm-hmm. it's like a cavaquinho or the machete or whatever from like Brazil, or is it Brazil or Portugal? Like,
Portugal.
So it's Portugal, yeah. Like, sorry, Portugal, did it to you again. Then all of a sudden it becomes something that's probably more readily identified with Hawaii than any place else.
Definitely.
In the world.
And do you know what ukulele means?
Well, jumping flea, but apparently
like lice. Uku is lice, so it's like jumping. Yeah.
Yeah. The Wikipedia definition says it's a gift, but I think that's more tongue in cheek than anything.
Yeah, it's like how the fingers look on the strings.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. So what's up is there's a lot of traditional ways to play the ukulele. You can sort of learn finger picking, but I tried to come up with something called ukulele blues. I'm not sure if I'm the first one. I'm pretty sure somebody else had the idea, but yeah, obviously Taj Mahal's a blues musician, and I'm trying to put all of my influences into one. The island I grew up with, my father and my mother, and my love for the island. So I'm going to try to see how I can do. This song's called Tune Your Ukulele First Before You Start Playing.
That's funny.
You can just bite on it. Iman Star. I got some music to play for all of you. I gotta do what this here ukulele is telling me to do. Sometimes blues is all about the form. And I said I'd come back after the next storm. So a long time ago, we're getting on like Hurricane Eva. It's the first one that wiped out Cocoa Palms, right? And then Iniki came out and wiped out Cocoa Palms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I left in 99 or something like that. And everybody's like, when are you coming back? I'm like, after the next hurricane. So I left because there's a hurricane in Aotearoa. So yeah, check this out. Small kind, you use small kind.
Unreal, bro.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So there's obviously more to it, you know. And we're gonna do more on Friday at Tahiti Nui. You
at
can
8
see,
o'clock.
From 8 o'clock, yeah. There is a cover charge, but I think there are seven world class artists who will be performing. a medley of original music. So if you don't see it, it's going to be that gig that you're like, oh, man, I wish I'd have gone and see that. So, yeah, please come.
And it's not a heavy cover charge, but we can't say prices.
No, no, I'm not saying anything about it. No.
Okay, and Jazz with John is coming up next.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Let me actually do a song where I sing as well.
Okay.
Yep, and then we'll call it a day for me. Thank you for having us.
I'm so glad to have you. Yamamoto, Iman Starr, Cody Wolfchild, John Montemeyer. Yeah, we got some. Okay, so you guys, we got the county council report in a moment, so you're going to have to do a very, very quick little rock and roll here or whatever, and then we're going to go to Jazz with John. So Friday, 8 p.m., Tahiti Nui, Hanalei, Diva, your amazing sister's going to be there, too.
Oh, yeah, Diva Mahal's going to be there, Zoe Moon, Coco Pela, some special guests, Dakota Wolfchild, and Inshra Mahal is going to be putting down some top-level conscious poetry and lyric and whatnot. So, yeah, seeing you tomorrow after seeing you today. Captain, I'm on Star, and I'm out. Peace.
Yes. We're going to do around the room, and people are going to say whatever is their aloha. Hepa. I mean, Kamu. Say say goodbye to the people. They've been listening to you all.
Aloha, everyone. Thank you so much for listening in to KKCR and to hear the mo'olelo out there and to spread the truth and awareness of what's happening on our islands.
And,
mahalo.
And we'll see you in court tomorrow, 8 a.m.
See everyone there. Aloha. It's going to be exciting.
John?
Aloha. And everyone, please support Felicia and KKCR. It's a fantastic program we have here. Very exciting. And I'm looking forward to doing more.
Okay, great. And we got Cody Wolfchild in here. You want to say aloha? Just quick. And then we're going to get Marshall.
Aloha. Thank you for listening to the best radio station in the universe.
And we got to get Cody to do a show in here sometime because you've got an amazing story. Marshall?
I just wanted to mention that Regeneration's Botanical Garden is holding a tree pruning workshop this coming Sunday, May 21st, from 9 to 1. And you can get more information and tickets at ribg.org. The presenter is David Watmore, who's been growing fruit trees in Kilauea for over 30 years.
He's amazing. And so, so that's Regeneration's International Botanical Garden, RIBG. Okay, Felicia and Marshall, over and out for Kauai Soapbox. Jazz with John is up right after the County Council report, which has got his beautiful voice in there.